April, it will be a bit of a hodgepodge, given that our bread and butter, which is the Indonesian feeder cattle, you know, this year they introduced the trimester import period, which was a change up from the former quarterly periods. Unfortunately, when they introduced this new import period, the allocation of permits wasn't aligned with it, and there was a hopefully this will be rectified by this coming trimester, but the import permits were valid from the old quarterly period, January, February, March.
Yeah.
So exporters chose to front load this new trimester, and a lot of the Indonesian cattle permits have been filled already. So April shipments will be generally, there'll be a couple left over to go to Indonesia, but a lot of cattle will go to Malaysia, Vietnam, Philippines, perhaps Brunei.
Okay, so a fairly busy month, but maybe to just the different markets, not so much Indonesia.
Yes, smaller markets, smaller volume. January, February was quiet in Darwin. A lot of cattle went out of Queensland. Some cattle went out of southern Western Australia. March was reasonably busy for Darwin, and I would imagine because there's smaller markets, lower value, less popular cattle. It won't be huge numbers. It might be somewhere around that 20,000 for April.
So for the permits that are still in hand to send cattle to Indonesia in this first trimester, they are valid though. I know what you're saying about the original plan, but they are now valid for April.
Yeah, there've been special dispensation to extend that January, February, March into April. Initially, they said as long as you loaded in March, they could arrive any time in April. But that's sort of little value because it's still only a 4 or 5 day voyage. But they have extended that to the whole of April. But like I say, most of those permits have been filled. There's only a handful left to go.
Right, I mean, yeah, because the allocation was for 200,000 head. Have we got an idea of just how many have already gone?
The vast majority will have gone. There are still, I know,
Right.
some couple of boats that will leave Darwin, one or more out of Broome, and I'm not sure about Townsville. There may or may not be one or two to go from Townsville as well.
Have we got an understanding yet of what trimester two might bring for the Indonesian trade?
It's quite complex, Matt. What happens is the importers apply to the Ministry of Agriculture for what they want for that period, and their demand will be determined by their ability to sell, and so consumer demand, their ability to make money, which will be obviously the margin by price, has a big effect on that, and competition. And we know that the Indonesian government have looked at introducing boxed buffalo meat, and depending on who you speak to, we've had mixed reports on that. Some people say that will have a big impact because it's ideal for Buxo balls. Others say it won't have a large impact because it's quite gamey, and the flavour is not especially desirable to the mainstream public. So time will tell how that's affected.
And for our listeners, you're talking about buffalo meat coming in from India.
Yeah, that's right. Boxed buffalo from India. So depending on how high the applications are, then the Indonesian government, Ministry of Agriculture, take those applications, and then they align that with their own internal policies around consumer access, supporting their own local market, self-sufficiency and those things. And from there, they'll make a recommendation. At the start of the year, they did announce they wanted 600,000 as a guide, and common sense says, well, that's three trimesters of 200,000. But this will all depend, like I say, on those inputs and the recommendation that comes out of the Ministry of Agriculture.
Yeah, and certainly the industry seems to be expecting it will be 150,000 to 200,000 permits, but all depends on all those things you mentioned, hey?
That's right, time will tell.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we've had constant communication with the Ministry to try and encourage to get that permit in hand much sooner. So fingers crossed we'll know before the start of the trimester. But yeah, it's anyone's guess if it's 100,000, 150 or 200,000.
Live export prices have eased. Still good, but they've eased. Why?
Supply and demand, Matt. Wet season is always access to stock is an issue. That's the seasonal trend. That's the cycle that goes on as we come now into the mustering season. And there is that concern that demand is starting to come off because of the competition from the buffalo, because of the drop in consumer demand. So the market's got a small tolerance for high prices. So that then flows back through to your buy price. And I would imagine as we get into trimester two and we see mustering well underway and more cattle come onto the market, prices will still continue to stabilise and steady off a little bit more.
Could you foresee prices dropping below $3 a kilo?
Who knows? It's hard to imagine that we'll get below $3, but nothing's impossible. It depends very much on what sort of volume importers apply for within the Ministry of Agriculture. If they're not after big numbers, you know, if it is back closer to the 100,000, 150,000, then prices could go sub $3. We don't want to see that. Obviously, it's been a really exciting time for Northern Territory producers to get these high returns. But yeah, time will tell.
It was a challenge earlier on, but what's it like trying to source cattle right now?
Yeah, cattle are about, as I say, mustering teams will have been put together. I know the bigger companies, AAK, CPC, these guys have had their inductions and they've got their new stock camps ready to go, and I think they were, you know, looking to roll out after the Easter break. So we'll start to see a lot more cattle becoming available. And access is good. It's been so dry since that big rain at Christmas time. So road train access is pretty good. We shouldn't have a great deal of problem getting cattle. And that, again, that's that seasonal cycle of, you know, high prices during the wet when cattle are hard to get, better prices during the dry, or lower prices during the dry because availability. And again, it's just supply and demand, free market economy.
All the best for April. Thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.